Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehead covering, for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards first. Fox catches it and steps on first to double up Radcliffe. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Chapman strikes out. There goes Kramer. The throw from Sewell to second, and Kramer is out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. McNair reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels is walked intentionally. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. Mills hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Appling moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Appling scores. Dykes goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes bunts for an out with unknown description. Appling moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for lefty Grove. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-3 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bonura is walked intentionally. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.